South Korea's president says North Korea must abandon efforts to build nuclear weapons. The demand comes as Pyongyang announced it is scrapping an agreement to keep the Korean Peninsula nuclear-free. The U.S. military also has confirmed that North Korea has targeted U.S. aircraft with lasers. President Roh Moo-hyun says Pyongyang's pursuit of nuclear weapons will determine if relations between the two Koreas improve. Mr. Roh, in a speech while visiting New York, called on North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons programs and readmit international nuclear inspectors. The president said North Korea has a choice of going down a blind alley or it can open up. The trip is Mr. Roh's first overseas since taking office in February. He meets with President Bush in Washington on Wednesday to discuss their government's differences in responding to North Korea's quest to obtain nuclear weapons. South Korea favors a more conciliatory approach to North Korea than the Bush administration has taken so far. Both governments, however, stress they want the issue resolved peacefully. North Korea's official news agency says an 11-year-old declaration between North and South Korea to keep their countries free of nuclear weapons is a dead document. It was the North's last international agreement to remain nuclear-free. South Korean officials say the statement might be a negotiating ploy following talks last month in Beijing with U.S. officials. During that meeting, North Korean delegates reportedly admitted their country has nuclear bombs. North Korea expert Tim Savage says Pyongyang's rejection of the agreement comes as no surprise.
This is the same game that's been being played out for months. The North Koreans keep trying to up the ante to force the U.S. to the negotiating table, and the Bush administration continues to refuse to engage in any serious dialogue.
On Tuesday, the U.S. military confirmed that North Korea fired lasers at U.S. aircraft on a training flight along the heavily fortified frontier. A U.S. military spokeswoman in Seoul says two pilots reported in March that laser-detecting systems showed their aircraft had been targeted by lasers. Neither aircraft was damaged, and the pilots landed safely. She says the North has targeted U.S. planes with lasers occasionally in the past. Last October, the United States said North Korea admitted having a secret nuclear weapons program in violation of its international commitments. Tensions have risen since then, as Pyongyang pulled out of the Global Non-Proliferation Treaty and scrapped a 1994 agreement with the United States to give up its nuclear weapons programs in return for energy aid. Steve Herman for VOA News, Tokyo.